In Marianne Salmon's poem, "I Want You to Scream It," the speaker says, "I could sweep my arms and be your trusted guide." And that's exactly what Marianne is. She's our trusted guide through her beautifully complex poems that are surprising and full of wonderful discoveries and insights. Her tone is confident while it explores difficult landscapes, sometimes sweet, sometimes sassy, but always quirky and intelligent and vulnerable. In another poem, "Wish and What Happens," the speaker says, "Nothing could be more delightful or more fearsome than the good rage I'm doing privately." I'm grateful for Marianne's brave commitment to the good rage. It shows in her work, which is truly original and inspiring. Marianne Salmon is the author of 4 collections of poetry: Rooms by the Sea, Captivity Narrative, Inside the Yellow Dress, and Purr. In 2009, New Issues will publish her 5th book, Beauty Breaks In. Marianne's work has won many awards and been published widely in the nation's best-known literary journals, as well as the anthology American Poetry, The Next Generation. A 2001 Creative Artist Grant recipient from ArtServe Michigan, Marianne has also been awarded the Emily Dickinson Prize from the Poetry Society of America. She served as the poetry editor for the national literary magazine Controlled Burn and as poet in residence for the Coeur Intermediate School District in Michigan. She teaches each summer at the Controlled Burn Seminar for Young Writers and is the founder and director of Oakland University's Far Field Retreat for Writers. I'm very grateful to be a student of Marianne's here at West Virginia University. She's a teacher who challenges us to never settle for what's easy, to be brave and fight hard to get to the good stuff, the worthwhile and truly surprising discoveries. I'm honored to be able to study with her and to introduce her today. Please welcome Marianne Salmon.
Thank you. That was a very sweet introduction. And Matt, I had meant to ask you, usually when people introduce me, I ask them if there's anything they want me to read particularly. And but you quoted from 2 poems that I am going to read, so I'm just going to assume that that's what you wanted. I'm mostly going to read from this book that's going to be out next fall called Beauty Breaks In, which some of you may have known as Incredibly Small and Impossibly Lovely. Remember that title? That didn't go over so well at the publisher. They worried about that as sounding kind of precious or something. But in any case, Bill Olson is the editor at New Issue, so he's my editor, and he's the poet who's coming here in a couple of weeks for, to be our Sturm writer. And I knew Bill a little bit, but I sort of had more confidence in him despite our little title disagreement that we had when he read this new manuscript and he said to me, "This is really a book of love poems." And I don't think that everybody would have thought that on a first read, and so I was happy that he kind of got that. So what I thought I would do is read poems from a couple of different books that show that trajectory, that sort of thematic trajectory, and you can see whether or not that's true. I do want to say that for some reason, they have procured my chapbook, which I would not recommend them doing. But since it's here, this is your golden opportunity, because I will not help you get it at another time. Keegan Lester is the last person I helped with that, and that's the end of that. But I'm not going to read from that book. I can't. And then somebody, was it Laura, you said to me, there's a review on Amazon saying that's my best book. My niece wrote that review when she was 12. Okay, so she's now 21 and she's a senior at Berkeley, and that review is still up there. I don't know what to do about that. I'm going to tell you something else, but I can't remember what it was now. Anyway, I want to thank Lori, of course, for all of her hard work and her emails, which I found very charming. I like when she says things like, "Dear colleagues and superiors." I think that's really kind of sweet. And so I think we all owe Lori a lot of thanks for her work and all the members of COW and their little sibling organization, CAF, which I'm hoping they'll start for the undergrads, and also for all of you for being here, and Emily and Steve, of course. Okay. This is called Bog. Having been tame for so long, pet deer, nice eyes, anger required too much pushing into, my wrists ached. Even when I tried, said, "The woods are full of bad adjectives, but I am brave," etc. Even when I thought I could be mostly fill in the blank and just a little not. Even when best luck fell at my feet, I let it. I go inside, I go out. Please, don't. Help is no good. I come when I can. I let the quarry marks show. This record of how I held myself apart so long. Pieces of me here and there, like a bird who isn't quick enough, like the feather that catches and stays caught. A little brilliance in the bushes. So mine is not the normal way. So what? Forward is difficult, though no one told me. Listen, wind through the trees means this is a frontier. I'm right to be afraid. Also, to go ahead. Because between is a kind of hurt. Yes, a kind of praise. Apparently, the Sears catalog is called a wish book or the wish book. Do some of you know that? I didn't grow up going to Sears, so I don't know about that, but apparently that's true. I just remembered what I was going to tell you about sort of love poems or whatever. I mean, all poems are love poems, and all poems are ars poeticas, and, you know, these sort of, you can make these ridiculous statements all you want. But one of my favorite teaching stories actually happened to my husband. He was teaching a workshop and workshopping a poem, and the poem was terrible, of course, and it was about the girl's boyfriend or whatever, and Jerry said to her something like, you know, this is just really generic love. Who wants generic love? And she said, I do. So he said, okay, well then, it's done. Go forth, and I can't help you then. This is the wrong class for you. Anyway, so you just have to keep that in mind. Anyway, this is about the Sears catalog. And also Martha Graham makes an appearance. Wish book. Except not that shape or weight, not the Sears catalog, pictures of dolls, click, click, go the eyes I loved, not a house, not a girl, porch light, shimmer, not a key, not bending down to pick it up, not ever, but inside. Martha Graham said, the lonely place. Martha Graham said, between your thighs, meaning if this is what you really want, meaning, twinkle, twinkle. So I said I would. Then even my knees and elbows got so light, what had been hinged. Then each hand I waved, or that once waved to me, began receding. I'm just going to read a couple poems from this book. And, you know, you really don't, or I really can't always get a good read on my own work or sort of what books are about, really. That's a very hard question. And when people ask me, you know, what are your poems like? I always say they're good. Because what are poems about? They're all about the same stuff, right? Love, death, longing. There's only certain things you can write about. And the aboutness is kind of the least interesting part of poetry, actually. It's the how that's interesting. So this book is much more sort of book of intellect, I see now, in looking at it this morning. But there are a couple poems that sort of fit into this category. This is called Snarl. As though they had argued earlier, or she had remembered she was separate. These are my hands. I end here. The space they loved made a cruel sound. Of course, her large sadness had opened. All the furred animals shifting in the little boat of their sleep. At night, new snow tried to make it better, but everything forked and twiggy poked through, relentlessly dormant. Even when he stroked her face again days later, she was far off, folded and white as a glove, as stop. As the air around the gesture. I also meant to say that, of course, I want to dedicate my reading to Sarah Palin. I don't know. I just, remember when Mary Kate Olsen was having all those drug problems? Wasn't she the one, Dennis? Was it Mary Kate or Ashley? Was it Mary Kate Olsen who was having the drug problems? Yeah. For a while, I felt like all my reading should be for Mary Kate, just to kind of, you know, shout out to her. So today is for Sarah Palin and Bristol Palin, too. Poor Bristol. I don't know if Stephanie Busby is here, but I know she would love to hear me read this poem, so I'll read it for her, even if she's not here. In several sections, and short sections, though, you'll hear. It's called Forms That Swell or Sag. Then topography, map of spread across the bed. Rough or smooth edge, his face or mine, any beginning. The slight indentation of his chest means my head will fit there. That the first wish blew off means I'll keep the second, safe in my mouth. Early on, his hands on my breasts, the right on the right, I looked down and saw. His tongue on the pink go of each nipple. Later, snow swirled and drifted up against the house. No boot prints anywhere. While inside, we told the story again. There's a lot of snow in my work for a period of time when I lived in a very snowy place. Okay. This new book, the poems are arranged alphabetically by title, which happened because I couldn't figure out what else to do. And I started to realize that I wanted people to read the book the way you would read like an encyclopedia or the way you'd Google something. Like you go to what you need. And also I don't read books in order, which is why I'm a very bad novel reader, as you can imagine. And I'm not very suited to prose writing. And so I'm going to read a series of poems from the book, and you'll hear the titles kind of go through the alphabet, so you'll be able to tell where we are and how you're doing and everything. You know those little Bibles that people give you on campus sometimes? That's in this poem. It's called Buzz, Buzz, Buzz. I hate when people are irrational, someone irrational once said. I cut up the small Bible and called it Deliver Me to My Beauty, and it did. Here's what I have in mind. The cabin lights are dimmed. Between my shoulder and yours, a forever and ever sound. The person who said the irrational thing was Sharon Ryan in philosophy, by the way. I heard her say that. I was like, oh, please, Sharon. I mean, I don't even know her, but come on. As soon as you say that, you know. I want you to scream it. I was crouching in the craft aisle. I was taking just a few notes on the effect of vodka on the underlying sadness. For heaven's sake, don't worry. It's just Walmart. Paintbrushes and paint, some talent, and a little, hey, why not? I could make it snowy midnight if you want. I could sweep my arms and be your trusted guide. Watch. I'm doing astonishment here. I'm giving us both permission. Open 24 hours was invented by me. I whispered O into his ear. Lack was the message. Such is life, I've heard. I found my God good and ready. Want some? My mercy, right where I left it. This is the first in a series. Self-portrait as who am I to say? Do you like it? Will you buy it? How much? I only made a peep to start, but the power is in prediction. The title of this poem came from John Ernest, I believe, if I remember correctly. And no one's ever asked me what it really means, and I hope they never do. It's called In the Countryside of Thaw. Hey, forgiveness, I said, catching a glimpse. This was prehistoric in the sense that I had no idea. This was a picnic in the sense that something might have blown away. Thank goodness for mythology, which supplied the speaking parts and a reason to lie down. Thank goodness for tomorrow, which held today, squirming a little, but secretly loving it. This poem mentions a state fossil, which is, as you all know well, I'm sure, I'm from Michigan, and our state stone is a fossil called the Petoskey Stone, and I'm actually wearing one right now. But anyway, it's mentioned in here, and it's the result of glaciation, just FYI. Quarterly report. Is wistfulness a sin? I'm wondering. This, too, is the day the Lord has made. Boy, oh boy, I sigh, beachcombing. Found one state fossil for free. What God hath joined together. The luck here runs that clear. Could glaciation work thus on me? I'm readiness personified. I don't begrudge the spider her web. We've all got work we're doing. This lapse is momentary, mottled. What emerges, emerges distinctly. Several years ago, somebody came to campus, some scholarly person who I didn't understand, who talked about the fugitive in theory. Remember that talk, anybody? Did you go? Yeah, I go just to get the language from those things because they're amazing. But anyway, that phrase is in here. I don't know what that means, but it's in. You'll see. This is called Untitled or Not Yet. In order to make space for the sound, a little brilliance here and a little something else, like churches and marriage. The history of the arch is the history of put your mind to it. You said, she needs to slow down. But what was the context? Getting more for your money? Check here for maybe? I'm looking for a softening agent, God. I'm looking to stand very still. There's a lot of the fugitive in theory. Fuck that. Now I'm only a little embarrassed, vaguely, heartily sorry. The erotic is not a mystery. The keystone only seems to bear the most weight. Innovation comes to those who want and know it. The fortunate thing for me about Barnes & Noble type readings is that I like error and interruption, and you get a lot of that. You can always write out of that. Right? I'm going to read the last two poems in this book, and I mentioned people ask what poems are about or what they're like. That happens mostly to me on airplanes, where I make the mistake of my choices of you either teach English, that's not a good answer, to what do you do, or you write poems, that's a very bad answer. But I was coming back from somewhere, I don't know where, and I sat next to this minister who was, I have his card still, in case we ever want to do anything together. Anyway. So some of this, the beginning part is sort of being on the plane, but the later part's more about my husband, so you'll see that. It's called Wish and What Happens. Back to the fee-fi-ho-hum of it. Don't flatter yourself, I told everyone else in my row on the plane. Or kind of did. Nothing could be more delightful or more fearsome than the good rage I'm doing privately. Do you consider yourself marked for luck? If so, stoke it. I went all the way that way. Someday, someone will come after us. You can bet on it. Someday, they'll say, she was to him a mighty holler. And this last poem, the title came from Laura Brady. And the first line, which is part of the which became the title of this book, is from Emerson. You can get tea towels like that. I believe she said that at Dennis's house. Beauty breaks in everywhere. Welcome to the wind-powered poem. Like the ocean or the woodcut of the ocean. I heard the hardest things and listened. Syntax says, you first. Shimmer half scolds. I said, I am loved. Sometimes a correction happens. Fear made it one full week. A human action. I stopped making it worse than it was. And I'm going to end by reading a few newer poems. From time to time, I make myself feel better and not so overworked by making my own little chapbooks, and I make like 10 of them, and then give them to certain people, or, you know, send them to my really good sister or things like that. So these are from sort of this past winter, so post book. This is called Oceanic. A scream on the floor. I'm picturing hard wood and sandy bottom. Leftover rant sound like a skid. So that was October, for whatever it's worth. Everyone said, when a lake is this big, you did it and you know it. I smoothed my hair and told myself. The alarm was set to go off. Always, it seemed, in less than an hour. I don't know if you're aware that lakes, big lakes, turn over periodically, and the fishing changes, and the cold water and the hot water shift. And last fall, I was reading about Lake Michigan in the newspaper, and it said, you know, the lake has turned over, FYI, and it's just sort of this thing, the whole thing kind of flips, and that's referenced in here, so, and it's for real. This is called Iridescent, one might say. I was beautiful at a distance, like the lake rolling over. A quick wing, a scalloped edge, the fishing improved. The froth said, come here. Wading in, we were so much colder. And this last poem, on Easter, my husband and I went to church with my parents, and a deacon said the homily, gave the homily, and so the deacon was married, okay, this is Catholic Church, the deacon's married, and he wanted to assure us that Jesus was not, and that was the point of Easter. So, that seemed kind of not the point of Easter, but whatever, seeing as he was married, no, it was very interesting, the psychology there is quite profound. This is called The Kingdom of God, and I want to thank you so much for listening. A financial-looking blue jay in the hedge. The buds readier today. And readier still tomorrow, like the locally common red-tailed hawk whose picture appeared in the paper. All's well. And my sleeplessness also. Nothing's postponed. Mary Magdalene was absolutely not, the deacon said, married to Jesus. Oh well. Some of us just wanted him to be happy.